When you want to make a point about traffic, there's probably no place better these days than Fort Lee. All politicians know that, so it was hardly a surprise Wednesday that Congressman Bill Puskrell Jr. and Josh Gottheimer joined Mayor Mark Sokolic, arguably the prime victim of the infamous Bridgegate scandal, to condemn a New York proposal for congestion pricing. The trio assembled on a narrow stretch of sidewalk just off Lemoyne Avenue that overlooked the approach to the George Washington Bridge tolls. As they spoke to a cluster of reporters, they struggled to be heard over the constant hum of traffic below. At issue is a plan by the state of New York to allow the city to charge drivers an added fee for entering the congestion zone of Manhattan from 60th Street South. Gottheimer said this came out of the blue, but in truth, it's been discussed for years. What recently happened is that the idea was incorporated into the state's budget, which took effect April 1st. The plan itself is not projected to start until 2021. The goal of congestion pricing is twofold: to raise money for city subways and to reduce gridlock in Midtown Manhattan. Details are not formalized, but the thinking is that drivers using the Lincoln and Holland tunnels, where maximum tolls are $15, would be excluded, meaning they would not have to pay twice. But because the GWB brings traffic to Upper Manhattan, motorists heading south could be charged a fee additional to the bridge toll, which similarly is a maximum of $15. That won't happen if Puskrell and Gottheimer get their way. Complaining that New Jersey often gets the short end of the stick when dealing with New York, Puskrell said, "Congestion pricing is a raw deal." Governor Phil Murphy also has spoken out against the idea, but to some, not forcefully enough. In wide-ranging criticism of Murphy before a Hunters group earlier this month, Chris Christie suggested the state may be hurt by congestion pricing because Murphy has no real relationship with his New York counterpart, Andrew Cuomo. Puskrell and Gottheimer talked about what they can do. First, they want Cuomo to look again at the plan and to exclude drivers using the GWB. The duo said in a letter to Cuomo that the 300,000 New Jersey commuters who are in Manhattan every workday keep the city's economy booming. If that doesn't work, Gottheimer pointed to legislation he said he will introduce with Representative Chris Smith, the only Republican in the House from New Jersey, that would seek to bar capital project funds to the state unless it excludes New Jersey drivers from congestion pricing. And if the scheme does come about, the bill would give New Jersey residents a federal tax credit for paying congestion pricing fees. Gottheimer made the point that New York and New Jersey should not be quarreling over congestion pricing because they have many common interests, including constructing a new tunnel under the Hudson and ending the $10,000 cap on tax deductions for state and local taxes. The letter to Cuomo points to yet another means of attack. In short, if congestion pricing comes about, New Jersey deserves to get something. Rather than just use revenue to benefit the subway system, the letter suggests that New York State also dedicate a share of the funds to the Port Authority and New Jersey Transit. "We urge you to reconsider the revenue allocation to benefit hardworking New Jerseyans," is how the letter concludes. Or in less benign terms, if this can't be stopped, Gottheimer and Puskrell want New Jersey to get a piece of the action.